Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, and healing. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace in our perfectly imperfect lives. Thursday is our community show where I cover a themed topic and answer four questions that come right here from members of our community, just like you. We are here to support you in living your most beautiful, inspired, and joyful life with a focus on health, wellness, meditation and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the Saluna lifestyle brand, New York Times best-selling author, and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hey beauties, welcome back to our Thursday Q&A podcast, where our topic today is self-image issues debunked. And I love our show today because we get so many amazing questions from you beauties. And this is our opportunity to really listen and have this conversation and support you. And so many of us have the same issues and the same questions, and it just comes up and up. And so it's really beautiful to come together as a community. And this is such a huge topic. Self-image affects the way that we show up in the world, the way that we, everything, our relationships, our energy, the way that we are at work, the way that we are with our kids and our families. So this is a huge topic that also has a really big impact on our health and our weight and our skin, because everything is so interconnected. So I have a very special treat today, which is our amazing Caitlin, our general manager of Saluna, is actually sitting with me today. We're working together this week in LA. So right now, beauties, if you can picture it, we are sitting on the floor of my bedroom doing this podcast. So hello, Kay.
Yay, hello. I know it's so different being in person, and I'm really enjoying it, and it's so great to be back with you guys, and this show is near and dear to my heart as well, as a woman and just a person. We all really struggle, so we're hoping that the advice Kimberly gives you guys today will help give you a little bit of a sigh of relief and some comfort during these difficult topics we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Should we just jump right in?
Yeah, let's jump right in. We'll you know, obviously keep discussing along the way.
No intro today. We're going in hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first question is from Addie, and she's living in Florence, Arizona. And she says, I'm really hoping you can provide some insight on how to stop beating myself up because of my size. I'm 5'11", and I carry my weight throughout my body, eat well, and exercise. But I'm still not happy in my body because I will never be, quote unquote, skinny. Do you have any advice?
Addie, thank you so much for your question and really sharing with us, you know, the deepest parts about how you feel about your appearance and the struggle. And I think almost all of us listening to this can relate to picking on ourselves and fixating and hyper-focusing. I wrote about this. Well, I think I've written about it in all the books. But specifically, yeah. I remember Beauty Detox Power, where I talked about every time I looked in the mirror, I would focus on my, you know, so-called flabby arms, how wide the thigh gap was in between my legs. And it was just so much about, you know, the things that we don't have, you know, like my hair is frizzy. So for a while I wanted it to be straight. Except for when I was, you know, pregnant and nursing, my boobs are really small. You know, it's just like all these things. There was a time where I wanted to be taller. And all this is really, we just need to drop deeper, because all these things that you're talking about, Addie, all the things I'm talking about are really just the outer shell. And it's really focusing on this tiny, tiny, tiny fragment, this piece of who we are, which we put so much over attention on when we're not feeling good. We're not truly connected with the inside of ourselves. So we talk about this, you know, feel good movement. We talk about feeling good all the time in Saluna, which is really about nourishing your whole self, your whole being. So we do want to take care of our body, which sounds like you're doing. You talk about eating well and exercising. Then there's, you know, the food component and making sure that we're giving ourselves foods that nourish our energy and cleanse our system and foster really healthy blood and circulation and oxygen throughout our body. But besides these things that we can pick up and hold and see, we also need to nourish our emotional body and our spiritual body, the part of ourselves that has such a huge impact on our feeling every day. If you were really skinny, Addie, in the state of being, you would find something else to pick on yourself about. It's right. Never enough. You know, for me, when I was like, you know, once I get to 115 pounds, then I'm going to be happy. Once right. I got there, no, I actually want to be 110 pounds. Right. It's this endless, endless picking. Cycle. So the only way out is through, really, and to really embrace this idea of our wholeness. If we're hyperfixating on one aspect, it's because we're not connecting to the other parts. So here's where we need to just reestablish the connection. It's always there. We never completely break the connection with our whole self. It's more about tapping in. And I always use this term, remembering who we are, which is inspired by, you know, one of my teachers, Ram Dass, and he has this book called, you know, it says it's be here now, but it's love, serve, remember. So for me, the way out was finding ways to connect back to my whole self, because when we fixate on our body, we don't like ourselves, or we just don't know ourselves yet.
Right.
So how we get there is, you know, for me, it was, I mean, so many things. I've done so much work, but again, nurturing the emotional and spiritual side. I wasn't even connected to my feelings. I was so much displacement on food and body. When I started journaling and I started feeling, oh, you know, I feel really bad about myself. I'm holding on to a lot of guilt and shame. I don't really love myself. You know, maybe I wished I was communicated to in a different way when I was a child. Right. But just really saying, you know, no matter what's happened, I can love myself. I can reconnect with myself. So journaling became a really powerful way for me to start to connect back and start to unlock parts of feeling. Then yoga, meditation, mindful movement. Now I'm really into Tai Chi, which helps me be more in the now, because as a perfectionist, the endless doing, the anxiety, it was always there. And if I can just enjoy this moment and I learn to clear my mind and learn to be more here, what happens is peace starts to grow, which is really what we're after. It's not the body. It's not the skinniness. It's, you know, what is that going to bring us? It's going to bring us, you know, we feel it's going to bring us feeling more loved, feeling more validation.
Right.
And it's true that we can really get those things without the body, without the skinniness. It's about the energy. It's about the wholeness. So how we foster that, and we, you know, we have so many resources around this in Soluna. Joining, for instance, the Feel Good Soluna Circle, where we journal, we talk about themes, we explore them deeply. There's audios and videos and practices and a like-minded community. We have free meditations, or just find any meditation that resonates with you. And that is the ultimate, really, when we can sit and breathe and drop down inside of us is the joy and the peace. It's not going to be from the body, from what we see in the mirror, from what other people think of us, from the happy comments on Instagram. That's all nice, but it's temporary and it's fleeting. So the way out of this distorted body image is we have to connect with our wholeness. And there's foods that support that. I think really, it's really grounding to have fiber in our body, because it puts us back into our body and how we feel, instead of just being really, you know, floaty and over agitated and over caffeinated and over, you know, too much sugar. Or conversely, you know, there's a reason that all the yogis recommended reducing or even cutting out meat, which is very rajastic, very overactive. We can tend to feel more stressed, including about our body image. Mm. So just a lot of fiber, which comes from plant foods, lots of, you know, soup, salad, smoothie, and also this reconnection with our deeper self happens when we balance our microbiome. which is where the SBO probiotics are so important. I was crazy, Kay, when I was imbalanced in my body. My moods were out of control.
Right.
I mean, I was so anxious. I felt like something could, like, set me off.
At any moment.
At any moment. I would be really happy, but then I would get in a bad mood. And that's really tough. Then it's even easier to hyper-focus on, you know, attacking our body. Mm-hmm. So that's where we want to really nurture, you know, our microbiome affects our neurotransmitters and our moods and our brain chemistry. So taking 2 SBO probiotics is a foundational step in being able to create that equanimity and that calmness that is the temple, that is the base for self-love. Because I think it's really difficult. You know, we hear these terms like love yourself, these general things.
Sounds so easy.
Yeah, exactly. But if we don't have the temple in place, that's where, you know, this wholeness comes in. We want to eat the right foods. We want to nurture our body. We want to take care of our spiritual side and our emotional side. And we stumble if we just say, oh, well, I'm just going to meditate, which is amazing. But again, that's why the yogis also talked about food. We want to give ourselves the food, which sounds like you're already doing, Addie, to give that energy. But again, it's like nurturing through the journaling, through your practices, through stillness, through SBO probiotics, which is, you know, different than food. It's how we take care of our body. And then little by little, I'm not saying it's easy to get past body dysmorphia and eating disorders, which I've also had and you've had as well, Kay, and all these things. But little by little, we learn to drop in deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's where the self-love comes from. Mm-hmm. Because we can always pick on ourselves. I mean, I could sit here all day and say, oh my God, look.
Yeah.
You know, look at this horrible tan line. And wow, you know, I was just in, I was away for the weekend and I ate a lot of corn chips. And I'm super bloated right now. You know, it's like endless, all the outside, like, oh, look at this, look at that.
Yeah.
But the only way out is through and into this, you know, wholeness and the circle. And that comes over time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Me being a larger person myself, I'm
5'10".
I'm 5'10". I'm not quite as tall as you, Addie, but I've struggled with that my whole life of wanting to be skinny. Like just that visual of just my body type, even when I'm at my ideal weight, I'm never quite like a stick. It's just not the way I'm made. And to kind of accept that and just love, like, you know, there's things I do like about my body.
Exactly.
And the same thing, I dyed my hair a million colors and, you know, you get piercings or you do this and you're just always trying to change yourself. And I actually lately have been, you know, the app Time Hop. So I'd have like a picture of myself and like, you know, from like the years. So I was lately, I'm feeling a little self-conscious because, you know, I had my surgery and I gained a little weight and I wasn't working out as much. And I'd look back and go, oh, I looked so much better last year. I looked so much better. But then last year, I thought I didn't even look good.
Right.
So
it's just, endless.
Even within yourself, you can do it. Of like, I wish I looked how I looked a year ago, or I wish I looked how I looked in high school. Or,
yeah, I was in such better shape. Yeah.
But when you think back to how you felt in high school or a year ago, you probably didn't like, I mean, for me anyway, when I'm doing this, I actually, it's never good enough. It's always like, so, you know, that's kind of the lesson. I just started laughing the other day, actually, and I was talking to my boyfriend, and because we both kind of had this body dysmorphia. He does it too. And we're like, let's just stop. Let's just take a minute. And it doesn't matter. Like, I actually feel a lot happier now in my life. And I can actually acknowledge it, where before I would just go down a steamroll of all the things I shouldn't have been doing to get where I am.
That's right. So that's it. The answer is not focusing on how to get skinnier. It's more, and this is where, you know, I look back on my journey and it did start with food. You know, the Beauty Detox Solution, I always talk about this, Kay, the dedication is to all of you beauties, all of us, me, you, everyone, about finding more freedom.
Right.
Because when we fixate on the weight and the body and the outside, I think our body actually holds on more because everything's so connected and there's so much stress around it and it's never enough. So when we can learn to really take care of ourselves, which sounds like you're doing, Addie, to an extent, you know, eating well, exercising, feeling our energy, but then that's where it doesn't stop with food. That's where we have to go deeper. because I mastered food and I was like, wait, I'm still anxious. I'm still this and this. So right. then we realized, okay, what are the practices? What can I build, bring in? Oh, probiotics are going to help balance my mind and help me sit. Like that was a game changer for me, the right probiotics. And then learning to meditate and then learning to journal and spend time and process my feelings instead of having them all pushed down, which there's like this, this weight, you know, not a physical weight, but just like an energetic weight that keeps creating anxiety unless we let it come out. Mm. We start to feel our feelings more. And these are things I also talk about in the new book, right. Recipes for Your Perfectly Imperfect Life, which you guys can also check out if you haven't seen that. I mean, it is a pathway. It is a journey, but I'm saying, you know, approaching it with our four cornerstones, grounding foods and fiber, body. Right now, I would say focus on your SBO probiotics, journaling for emotional well-being, and spiritually finding that time to be still or to learn to meditate, even if it's a moment or three, to really get into your deeper self is going to help you get past this over time, Addie. And we send you so much love. We know this is not easy.
Yeah, and we'll link to our Saluna Feel Good Circle in the show notes today and some other articles and vlogs we have on this if you're feeling like you need some more support beyond what we're talking about, because we know that's a big topic.
Mm-hmm.
All of these kind of are. So Erin is next up. So Erin's question, she's living in Denver, Colorado. I have a girlfriend that lives there. It's very nice.
Beautiful.
So she's asking, I can't stop focusing on the cellulite on my thighs and butt. I tried DIY scrubs, weight training, eating healthy, and it still won't go away. Is it normal to have some cellulite after all of this hard work?
Erin, thank you so much for your question, beauty. Sending you love out there in the mountains. First of all, everybody has cellulite. Every woman has cellulite. I have cellulite. Kay has cellulite.
Yeah.
It's like the first time you see it, I don't know if I saw it as a teenager, but I remember seeing it like pretty early on. Mm-hmm. I must have been like, I don't know, 20 or something, 20. I can't remember. I think I was like in junior in college.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just, it's the first time you see it, you're like, oh.
What is that?
My gosh. That is gotta go away. And then there comes the doing, right? Like you said, the scrubs, the creams, the working out, the this and that. And it is a natural phenomenon. Now, there are things that we can do. I talk about this in Beauty Detox Foods to help minimize the appearance. But I think that it's important to realize that it's going to be there and that it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we have this idea based a lot now, unfortunately, on these very, you know, filtered, airbrushed pictures that everything has to be smooth and pretty. But that's not the reality. We have hair. We get stubble. Yeah. We have discolorations. And, you know, everything I was saying to Addie about dropping in, it doesn't mean that we don't want to improve our bodies, because I certainly want to as well as you know, do all of us want to keep ourselves healthy and fit and feeling energized. But it doesn't feel so serious when we do connect down deeper. So that's the first thing I'll say. Everything that we were talking about with Addie will help stop the hyperfixation on the cellulite. I still have it. Do I, you know, my solution these days is, you know, kind of wearing longer shorts. Or, yeah. You know, when I get out of the pool, if I'm in a day, like, you know, there's just moments and times where we feel a little bit more self-conscious, like I put a wrap on or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just kind of walk around and whatever, it's there. And then, you know, the mentality is training ourselves. And we talk about this in Perfectly Imperfect book. Like, why are we so focused on the one thing that is bothering us? What if we focus on how much our hair,
all the good things you like.
Exactly. Yeah. How pretty, I'm looking at Kaylin and I'm like, how pretty your eyes are.
Mm.
You know, like, wow, like you have really nice skin. And we don't do that to ourselves. It's so easy to do it with other people. But if I see someone has cellulite, you know, maybe I notice it for a second, but it's like fleeting. It's like we focus on all that stuff. So that's, you know, first thing is realizing these things that seem like such a big deal to us really, really are not.
Right. And how often it's like you're at the beach, maybe you're in a bathing suit, but most of the time like we are covered in some way when we're out. So it's just trying.
But most of the time, it doesn't even matter. It's like you get out of the shower and you stare at yourself in the mirror. I used to do that. I used to be like, is the cellulite showing more?
Yeah.
But it's really not that big a deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we want to feel like we're doing some doing, there goes the doing again.
Right.
So we have endless doing. But if we want to feel like there's something to do, I would say to focus on eating more vitamin C rich foods. I actually did a segment on Dr. Oz about included cellulite, and they built a set with all these balloons and a sheet. And then Dr. Oz and I pulled the sheet tighter and then the balloons didn't dimple through as much. So basically when our collagen breaks down, more and more, then the cell, like the fat deposits, become more visible. So we want to strengthen our collagen, and one of the best ways to do that is through vitamin C rich foods like red bell peppers, and mangoes are amazing. Amazing. And dark leafy greens. I mean, the Glowing Green smoothie is a wonderful, wonderful, you know, energy generator, skin supporter. So that would be a wonderful way to really keep supporting the collagen in your skin. And also our amazing vitamin C serum you could actually put on cellulite areas because it penetrates so deeply. The form of vitamin C we have is ASC2P. Again, there's creams, there's ways to eat. So I think that's, you know, that's what we can do. But I think it's important to realize that the skinniest models in the world, the most beautiful singers and entertainers, everybody has cellulite. And that's just the way, you know, female skin is thinner. The dermis is going to show more than males, which have thicker.
So true about that.
Yeah, guys just don't have cellulite in the same way. And so there is this aspect of acceptance instead of like fighting against what cannot be. It's like in high school, okay, I grew up in a completely Caucasian town and I'm half Asian.
Right.
So I went to this makeup artist. First time I, you know, got my makeup done when I was at prom, I was like, can you make my eyes look more round? I didn't accept myself. I wanted to look like everyone else. There's no recipe for that. That's just going to be misery.
Yeah.
Unless we say, okay, I'm doing the best I can do. Let me work to minimize the appearance, but let me work to highlight and celebrate and focus on the things that I love. And that energy around positivity will grow. And the cellulite's going to be there. And just know that it's there for everybody, but it doesn't have to be our primary focus.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. All right, guys. Well, this has been action-packed this first half. We know there's a lot to kind of think about and reflect on. So let me just think about that acceptance for a couple minutes here. Let that settle into your mind while we let Kimberly take a really short break. And then we have two more amazing questions when we get back.
Have you ever had someone come up to you and say how amazing you smell and ask you what you're wearing? I don't know about you, but I feel that scent is an extension of who we are, and it gives us a unique opportunity to express ourselves. With Scentbird, I found a way to have great taste and mix up my fragrance routine without breaking the bank. And with an exclusive offer, just for you and our amazing Soluna community, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Personally, I love the fragrance Black Tulip because it has subtle violet and Indonesian jasmine, which I love. And it softens the edginess of the patchouli, which is a bit earthy, but I also love that smell. So it's really the combination that I'm drawn to. And when I put it on, it lasts for a while and it gives me just the right amount of flowery femininity, but just a bit edgy. And I don't know, it feels unique and it feels really empowering to wear. So you can check out Black Tulip for yourself and many other scents at scentbird.com/feelgood and use the code feelgood for 50% off your first month. Scentbird allows you to explore and discover luxury fragrances and colognes without having to try an entire bottle. With more than 450 designer brands to choose from, this subscription service will supply you with 30 days of personalized recommendations for your taste. Again, that's scentbird.com, scentbird.com/feelgood, all caps, for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on and smell amazing. Are you tired of wasting money on skincare without getting results? I was.
And that's why I created a non-toxic, high-performance skincare line. You will get the very best results if you use all of the Soluna products together as a system. The Soluna Feel Good Skincare contains synergistic and complementary ingredients, including a soothing cleanser designed to calm inflammation from pollution that can age your skin, an ultimate skin moisturizer which prevents wrinkles with a botanical alternative to retinol, as well as algae extract, argan oil, and plant stem cells, a high-performance vitamin C serum that radically brightens and firms your skin, and a collagen-boosting eye cream that smooths skin and reduces puffiness. As a special offer for our podcast listeners, we are offering 10% off using code LOVEMYSKIN on MySoluna.com. So check it out now. That's 10% off using code LOVEMYSKIN at MySoluna.com. All right, beauties, we're back from our break. We have two more questions around our topic of self-image issues debunked. So we say you know, debunked because that has to do with, you know, to me, mythology and things that aren't really real, but we think they're real. Right. And if we really look at ourselves and our wholeness, which again, you know, admittedly is a process, it's not easy, but the truth is, underneath this tiny, 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 tiny part of us, our outer shell, there is this, you know, our real image is perfection, is wholeness, is completeness. And the problem is that the issue here is that we're focusing on these little things which aren't really who we are. So again, it doesn't mean that we don't work to improve and we don't want to, you know, better our skin and our bodies. But there is a world, there is a way to connect in deeper, to be rooted to that, so that we don't take the outside imperfection so seriously. And that's the pathway to peace with ourselves. And that's the pathway to self-love. And I've learned that over, you know, several decades now of learning to embrace myself through going deeper, not just trying to improve the outside more and more and more.
Yeah. We often pick ourselves apart. So we can dive in a little bit deeper. And
yes.
Kind of piggybacking off of Addie and Aaron's question, we have a question from Lee, who's living in Andersonville, Georgia. And she's asking, with summer around the corner, I'm stressing out because the varicose veins on my legs seem to be getting worse. Is there anything that can help decrease the appearance or help me with my insecurities at least?
Lee, thank you so much for your question. I, you know, I also relate to this. I have some veins. Varicose veins are more protruded. I have more spider veins.
Yeah.
Which is something that there's a section on veins. Actually, I can't remember if it's Beauty Detox Solution or Beauty Detox Foods. Do you remember that, Kay?
Oh,
anyways,
yeah,
there's a section about this. So this is something that we have.
We'll put it in the show notes, guys.
right. So again, there are some protocols around increasing circulation, making sure there's not stagnation in your system. We want to reduce heavy metals and anything that sort of builds up and clogs our system. I think dry brushing is also a really beautiful practice to just help lymphatic drainage and to help, you know, with detoxing overall. And of course, anything that we're doing to benefit our digestion, including taking digestive enzymes and taking our SBO probiotics, is going to help the overall, the building up, the taking in nutrients, and the releasing. And then, you know, it's just like everything works together. So stagnation in the system, whether it's showing up as, you know, varicose veins, constipation, there are, you know, if we go deeper, it's like creating more release, more balance through our microbiome. The enzymes help us to absorb more and to process foods more efficiently. So I think that's really important that we look at it in a much more holistic, systemic way. But then I also think dry brushing, you want to be very gentle, But you can dry brush, you know, your body, you know, be, of course, very gentle in certain sensitive areas and over these sorts of veins. But I think that's important. And I also think it's important to realize that, again, nobody's like hyperfixating on your veins. Mm-hmm. And they may be more exacerbated in the heat and certain, you know, weather conditions. I think it's important to really hydrate well in the summer as well, just to make sure that we don't feel like we are puffy or we're holding on to more because our body, our electrolytes are thrown off kilter. So this is also a time you can bring in coconut water and make sure you're having celery, which is a nice balance of potassium and sodium, organic sodium and things like that. But again, you know, we do our best. We can do some of these practices, but let's not focus on these little things so much. You know, we're doing our best, so we know that we're doing that. I think, you know, we shave our legs. And if you want to do that, if you choose to that, you know, friends that don't want to shave their legs, and mm-hmm. you put some nice coconut oil or natural lotion, and you have your skin look as great as it can be, and you step into that power of ownership and knowing you're more than your veins and you're more than your legs. And right. I also think it's great to walk, to not only feel that energy and that movement, but to, you know, also prevent stagnation from occurring. And so we feel really good in our Shakti, in our essence, and our creative power. And then we don't fixate as much. I mean, right. it's, you know, sort of the same thing I'm saying here with every question, but every single issue that's come up is something that, you know, Kaylin or I have dealt with. I mean, I'm not that tall, so, you know, Addie's question is more for you, but I have varicose veins. Everybody has cellulite. Mm-hmm. So it's like we could sit here and be miserable right. and think about it all day, or we can say, you know what, I'm eating the best I can right now. So, you know, let's take it back to the cornerstones. Let me right. hydrate well. Let me, you know, from a food standpoint, I'm really nurturing myself. I'm taking my enzymes. I'm taking my probiotics. I have, you know, I said hydration and the right amount of electrolytes. From a body standpoint, as I mentioned, we're taking the enzymes, we're walking. From a journaling or emotional and spiritual standpoint, it still goes back to connecting with the deeper parts of ourself, so we don't overbalance, we don't overfixate, we don't over-obsess on just the surface. If that's all we know, if that's all we're connected to, no question we're going to focus on our appearance. Right. But the more we really know ourselves, we know the deeper parts of ourselves, we reconnect. We spend time with ourselves. We take care of ourselves. We can do Abhyanga. We can do dry brushing. We can make these beautiful self-ritual practices. We will not hyperfixate as much on the outside. So it becomes part of our practice, just like our morning ritual isn't just taking SBO probiotics and drinking lumen water and smoothie, DGS. It's also, you know, a moment or two of journaling, some time meditating, breathing, being in our body. Because the wholeness is the pathway out of negative self-image. Mm.
Yeah, today's conversation's making me think a lot about acceptance, and there's certain things that aren't in our control. You know, we can change some things, but you may still have some cellulite, or you may still get that varicose vein, right. or there's things you already have now, and you can work to, in the future, minimize certain effects. But there's just certain things we can't change so much, so that's where I think the journaling, as Kimberly's mentioning here, really helps to kind of sit down and think about. For me, I like to reflect back on some positivity because I'll often go, I was kind of raised in, you know, a negative way. So some like more negative thoughts. So for me, I have to focus on positive. So
right. And it's sometimes, like a practice. You have to consciously do it.
You do. And sometimes when you're focusing on your varicose veins, it might be because somebody said something mean to you or got in a fight with your friend, and then, or, you know, you feel like you didn't perform at work and but you need something, like for me, I always pick myself apart versus being like, what do I really feel? But you're not going there. You're just immediately like, oh, like I suck. Like I couldn't do that project. Oh, and I have varicose vein. Oh, and
you see the veins, it's physical, it's physical 3D reality. So you hyper focus versus having an outlet to let the feelings be identified and released.
Exactly.
Which is why journaling is so powerful.
Very powerful.
And shadow work, you know, I call it shadow work, but it's really introspection, which is really the essence of our feel good circle, which is why we created it for all of us, for all you, for all those beauties. I mean, when I'm creating it, I feel like I'm really talking to myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's guidance, you know, with just even thinking about these things and really pausing and thinking, why does this bother me so much? Why do I feel this way? Like, what's the trigger here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like, you know, I talk about my birth story in Perfectly Imperfect.
Right.
And we had this meeting yesterday with this digital person. Anyways, there was this moment where I was like, you know, she was talking about probiotics coming through the birth canal.
Mm.
And part of it was like, oh, that's not really what the conversation about. But it also like really triggered me because I wanted to have a natural birth and I planned for it. But I, you know, again, it's a whole long story. My water broke first. Bubby was 2 weeks late. He's 9 pounds, 50 hours of labor. I ended up with a C-section.
Right.
You know, so it was like, oh, like, let me sit. Is there still part of me that feels like I'm not good enough because I didn't have a water birth.
Right.
Right? So it's like,
yeah.
Let us, you know, whenever we feel that upset, which is really a form of disconnection or like just sitting with and realizing what is really bothering me. So that's a great point, Kay. Like maybe like, man, like I got in a fight or I just want to boyfriend right now and I'm frustrated that I'm single or like everybody else is having babies and I don't have one yet, whatever it is.
Right.
And then when that outlet comes, if we don't sit with that, then we do start attacking ourselves. It's not enough. My hair doesn't look good.
Everything sucks.
Everything. So I do think, again, the way out is looking at the emotional and spiritual. And there is a way to get to a more peaceful place, but that's why we have to look at all the cornerstones. And we have all those offerings for you guys. It's really we do care about nurturing your whole self. I mean, it's only $5.55, I mean, to join the Feel Good Circle. So it's really just about having that resource for you guys, because I don't feel right just talking about, you know, food and what we're doing with our body. Like, to me, that's not really wellness. I can teach that all day long, and I have spent years doing that, but what I started to see in myself and everyone else is you get to a certain point and then you still have anxiety, you still don't feel good in your body, you're still upset, you're still nervous, whatever it is. And that's where, again, this whole other part of wellness, the emotional and the spiritual, is absolutely critical, especially with this topic.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so huge. And thank you for sharing that. It takes a lot to be vulnerable and talk about these topics, and we hope you guys are hearing us. And you know, it's not easy for Kim and I to always share things, so I just want to take a minute and acknowledge you for, you know, sharing that with the audience. And you know, hopefully that helps you guys. And another thing we want to do to help you guys is, anybody who's not part of the Feel Good Circle, we are doing a free trial. So you can sign up and you can get the information for, right now it's currently, you know, for the month. You can try it for free, check out the journal prompts, check out the videos, you know, at no risk. And then, you know, you would just continue on if you choose to stay. But we want everyone to be able to experience it and make sure it's right for them. Because we know maybe you don't understand or you're not sure. And it's just an easy way. Like, there's, you know, just go ahead and sign up. And it's a no risk to you.
Awesome, Kate. Thank you.
Except for those benefits you're going to get.
Yeah, exactly. We think it's pretty awesome. So
super awesome. So, okay. We will move to Blair's question, who's in Ventura, California. And she's saying, I've read a few of your transformational blogs where your followers have minimized their acne. I, too, have this issue, even when I'm on track with my eating and try my hardest to take care of my skin. I feel so exhausted from worrying, I end up covering it up with makeup, which I know isn't great for my skin either. What can I do to stop feeling so helpless and not base who I am on how I look?
Blair, thank you so much for your question. I send you so much love. And I completely relate. I have had very intense acne in periods of my life. And it affected the way that I interacted with people because I was so embarrassed. I would put my hair in my face and I would kind of hold my head at a certain angle to try to hide my acne, which means I wasn't looking people in the eye, which means I didn't have a strong posture, which means I also didn't feel strong. I certainly didn't feel in my power.
Right.
And Acne is, again, it's been such a part of my life that there's so much I could say about this. There's foods, there's lifestyle choices. I think things like giving up dairy can be very helpful. I think keeping your system really clean with our, you know, detoxy and GGS and our probiotics is also really, really important with acne. If you want to read into the food and body practices, we have articles. You can check out Beauty Detox Foods. There's an entire chapter on acne. But back to the latter part of your question, which is how do I not base who I am on how I look? And I think acne is one of those things, just like anything else. When we, and there's this whole, you know, bioenergetic, you know, aspect of this, right? Where there's this book out there called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Ann Hay. I forget her name.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, she talks about how every ailment is related to, you know, a psychological condition of sorts. So acne, she says, is really about self-hatred. And it comes up. And so the more angry we are with ourselves, we feel that frustration. It's literally pouring out of our skin. So I can say that is probably very true for me. I felt really low, and my confidence and my self-esteem is where my acne was really bad. You know, I didn't like myself, coupled with the fact, I mean, it's like the chicken before the egg, right? Like, I didn't like myself, so I was giving into a lot of food cravings. I was certainly eating a ton of mozzarella and cheese and pretzels and gluten and sugar and, you know, all these other things. So it was all kind of like one pot of, like, everything was kind of swirling in there. So, you know, what we've been talking about, I don't want to be repetitive, but it's this idea of dropping down below the surface. And I really, really strongly believe everything is really connected. And we feel like it's kind of like calorie counting. It's like calories in, calories out. That's how I'm going to lose weight, you know. And it's sort of this very limited perspective of what we see as all there is. So it's like, well, I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. Let me can't, you know, look at the food, look at the food. I want to have better skin. The acne's got to go away. It's just the cream, or it's just this one thing. And it's really not. When I wrote the Beauty Detox Solution, it was like, let us understand more about our energy, and let us understand more about how our body works. And once we do that, then the weight starts to let, you know, we let go of the weight more naturally. And I really think that's the same thing about acne. The more we feel at peace and settled within our system, we don't have this word you did use, Blair, flare-ups. Like, that's an energy disturbance. It's like a something that's coming up. It's not balanced. So I really feel the calmer our energy is. You know, again, you know, chicken before the egg. The calmer our energy, the more we don't have stress, the less our microbiome gets out of whack. Our adrenals, our nervous system, our immune system, or, you know, our digestion is functioning better, our skin's going to be better. Everything affects everything. So this is where I say a powerful antidote for understanding ourselves, loving ourselves, not basing it on the surface, tiny little shell, but who we are, is the community and sharing with one another, like in our feel-good circle. It is the stillness. Sitting with yourself, if you have a moment, maybe not just going on Instagram, but just doing a mini meditation and breathing and reconnecting more with your essence and your energy. That's who you really are. You know, the perfectly imperfect. There's a perfection part of us. We're perfect and we're imperfect. The perfect part is just the fact that we're alive and we exist. And we have this incredible, unlimited life force moving through our system. And that's who we are. We are not how we look. We can, you know, put on makeup and you know, want to look pretty. There's nothing wrong with that. We all want to look pretty, but that's not who we are. Right. That's a little, you know, part of how we look. Who we are is this deeper part. And I guarantee the more we connect with who we are, the acne is just going to become less and less and less of an issue. It's going to start to clear up. It's going to be easier for you to eat and create these lifestyle choices that are going to be supportive of that. And that energy, that bioenergetic part of causing these flare-ups is going to dissipate. And you're going to be able to look people in the eye and your energy is going to shine forth. And it's going to be just amazing. I can already feel it coming in for you, Blair. The fact that you're asking this question means it's the beginning of the change is starting to come out for you. So thank you for your question. And again, it's very personal to me, and you know, all the resources, all the things we talked about are going to be supportive to you.
Yeah. Yeah, with Soluna, it's the whole lifestyle. Mm-hmm. There's all the parts. So it's just not just focusing on the skin because everything relates to everything else. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Kim and I were on a walk with Bubby. And, mm-hmm. you know, we were just talking. We're talking about being nice to people because we went to a shop and the guy let us in when the shop was closing.
Yes.
Because Bubby likes to get little bars. It's like a little ritual.
Pick out babus, which is how we say apples.
An apple. And he was very kind and let us come in even though they were closed. And he goes, you guys must be into yoga.
Right.
Because you're so nice. And that was just something for me. It's like, like it felt like, it's like sad people aren't, you know, it's like you should be nice to, no, not using the word should, but like being nice to people for me has become like a way I like to live my life.
Kindness.
Before I used to be on the phone when I was checking out and like it makes the person like, you know, you're not even paying attention to them. Like they're human. So, you know, just sharing the story generally for everybody, for everything here of just how you live your life and how you feel it. Like I feel good about myself because, you know, I'm honest. I don't lie to people. I'm nice to people. And so I feel good about those things. And sure, there's always going to be stuff we want to beat ourselves up physically about. Because that's just, you know, with the world we live in.
But those are the things you can really be proud of.
Right.
Being a nice person.
Yeah. And that's you can hold on to. Because, you know, when we reach a goal weight, it's like, oh, I really feel good. But it's like, no, like, it really warms my heart is to connect with people and be have that like more than anything else. Like it wouldn't matter if I was 100 pounds. Like, you know, it wouldn't make me feel good the same way of like you see somebody smile or you're there for a friend in a crisis or, you know, whatever. You're just a overall, you know, you take care of the environment because you recycle. Like just something like that is more impactful, I think.
Yes. And that's that energy coming through. So we don't hyperfixate, like you say, on these.
Exactly.
I say smaller things because they can feel big. But in the end, that's not going to get you what you want. And what we all ultimately want at the very, very, very core root is connection, love, peace, joy. And that comes when we embrace our wholeness.
That's so true.
So
I was going to just say, do you have a thought for us? Or, I mean, this has been kind of big, so maybe to just wind up the end of the show here.
That's right. So this is a just a reminder thought to end with, to sort of tie it all together, which is that underneath the surface, you are already whole and complete. That's it.
Yeah.
It's the surface that we fixate on, but it's like a tiny fraction of, you know, less than 1%, you know, it's like so little when you think about our vastness and our aliveness and our potential and our energy and the love and the everything that we are. It's so small, the things that we focus on. And the wholeness and the completeness is something we can reestablish our connection with through, you know, we call these four cornerstones because that's what I've really come to understand in my life, in my client's life, and everyone's, you know, my work. It can't just be food. Mm-hmm. And it can't just be your body. And in the body category, I put exercise, sleep, you know, skincare, supplements, you know, all that. It can't just be those things. Those things are super important. It's the base of the temple, the physical body. But then there's also the emotional and the spiritual, which is why we drill that home now so much, because that's the pathway to completeness, to understanding that you are whole, you are complete, you are perfect, you are amazing just as you are. And if you're sitting there saying, I just don't feel that, that's okay. Because in the world we live in, the way we've been raised, the media, you know, just we've all become disconnected from it. But it's still there. We just reconnect through our practices over time. And we don't have to get there. It's just the more we connect little bit by little bit, the incremental jumps in your energy, your natural beauty, you know, which is a magnetism. It's not just the physical looks, but it's really pouring out of you and your love and your joy and your peace. And they're going to just keep growing and growing and growing more and more. So that's our thought for today. And we love you so much. We are so connected to the fact that we are connected for a reason. And we're sitting here together in this virtual circle talking about these things because I really believe we're here to support each other and love each other. Mm. So we have all these resources for you guys. Again, there's a lot of ways to get started. You can download the free meditations. As Kay said, we have a free membership trial for you guys into the Feel Good Circle. There's lots of ways. You know, you hop over to mysaluna.com and you can check out all these different things. We'll be back here Monday for our next interview podcast. Till then, sending you so much love, so many blessings right from our heart. We're together. We love you. We're on the journey. And we'll see you back here soon. Lots of love.